the title of this particular devotional at this moment is Pray and Pray Right. And that kind of goes along with what Sam has been talking about to some extent. We are to pray. And that's another big thing that we need to do in order to, or that we can do in order to have a good, in order to be calm from our own anxieties. And so certainly thankful for the lessons that we've had today on comfort, and prayer is a big part of that. You know, have you ever prayed for something that ended badly? When I was in high school, I remember praying that I would have a girlfriend. Now, I didn't pray that I would have the right girl for me. I didn't pray that I would have a good wife. I just prayed for a girlfriend. And I assumed that would come, you know, all that other stuff would come later. You know, I just wanted what I wanted at that moment. And, you know, all that stuff did happen later, but only after many years. Well, at least it feels like many years. And after I had learned many hard lessons. You know, the Israelites, they had to learn some hard lessons, too. When it came to prayer. First, they had to learn to pray, and then they also had to learn to pray the right prayer. In Joshua chapter 9, let's turn there in Joshua chapter 9, and we're going to look at verses 14 and 15. If you remember the context of this particular passage, this is during the conquest of the land of Canaan. Joshua has come into Canaan with the Israelites, and he's going to he is in the process of conquering the peoples there. He conquered Jericho back in chapter 6. He conquered the Bethel and Ai in chapter 8. And now in chapter 9, something interesting happens. A group of Gibeonites come forward, and they try to make a treaty with Joshua. And it says here in verses 14 and 15, "Then the men of Israel took some of their provisions, but they did not ask counsel of the Lord. So Joshua made peace with them and made a covenant with them to let them live. And the rulers of the congregation swore to them." You know, I know a preacher who has a saying, and that saying is, "Remember the Gibeonites." The Gibeonites, again, they were a people that the Israelites were set to destroy. That was part of what their mandate was. They were prominent in Canaan. Before Joshua and the Israelites started their conquest, they saw what happened in Jericho, at Bethel, and Ai, and they were afraid. They sent representatives to Joshua to make peace with them, but they pretended to be from far away. Joshua fell for the ruse, and the scripture says they did not ask counsel of the Lord. They made a treaty with the Gibeonites, and they were bound to it. Of course, due to their ruse, they were relegated to jobs like woodcutters and water carriers. Whatever the case, the lesson here is that Joshua should have consulted the Lord for this decision. You know, it's easy to see in hindsight, especially since we knew that they were not giving Joshua all the facts. When you're reading through that story in Joshua 9, we can tell it says. You know, they're not being completely honest with Joshua. We don't always have the facts when we make a decision, though. We should make them prayerfully and not make promises that we can't keep. Make sure that we pray. We need to learn to pray just as the Israelites learned to pray there. At the same time, we need to learn to pray right. If we jump over to Joshua chapter 20, Judges chapter 20. Judges chapter 20, in verses 18 through 23, we'll read that in a second. In this particular passage, those from the tribe of Benjamin in Gibeah had done something rather heinous, and the other Israelites were told were told about this and rose up to make war. And then let's take a look at what we see in this particular passage. In Judges chapter 20, verses 18 through 23. Then the children of Israel arose and went up to the house of God to inquire of God. They said, "Which of us shall go up first to battle against the children of Benjamin?" The Lord said, "Judah first." So the children of Israel rose in the morning and encamped against Gibeah. And the men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin, and the men of Israel put themselves in battle array to fight against them at Gibeah. Then the children of Benjamin came out of Gibeah, and on that day cut down to the ground 22,000 men of the Israelites. And the people, that is, the men of Israel, encouraged themselves and again formed the battle line at the place where they had put themselves in array on the first day. Then the children of Israel went up and wept before the Lord until evening, and asked counsel of the Lord, saying, "Shall I again draw near for battle against the children of my brother Benjamin?" And the Lord said, "Go up against him." So what we see here in this particular passage is that the Israelites did ask of the Lord. That's good. We should ask the Lord for these things, for the things that we need. But the problem is they did not ask the right thing. They assumed they knew what God wanted and asked how they should carry out their plan. Not God's plan, but their plan. We see the result. They asked the Lord who should go up first, not whether or not they should go up. And the Lord says, "Judah," and the Israelites are defeated. It happens a second time. The Israelites are defeated a second time. Until finally they go up and defeat the Benjamites later on. Of course, they go overboard, but that's a story for another time. Tens of thousands are killed, teaching Israel some hard lessons. They went up to go to battle against their brothers. That was the problem here. They went up to battle against their brothers, not asking whether they should or how they should handle this heinous act. Yeah, I do believe Benjamin should have been punished, and I think they deserve to be. And the Lord would have in his own way, but the way the other Israelites were trying to handle that was not necessarily what God wanted. The Lord teaches us how to pray. And we can see in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, and Luke chapter 11, verses 2 through 4, we see what we sometimes call the Lord's Prayer, or often the model prayer. The key phrase, I think, that would have helped Joshua and also the Israelites against the Benjamites here in this particular section is, "Lead us not into temptation." You know, that's not to say that the Lord would lead us into temptation, but that the Lord can lead us away from it. Joshua was tempted to make peace when that's not what God wanted. Some people you just can't make peace with. And that was the case with the Canaanites. The Israelites were tempted to destroy Benjamin, and they almost did, when that's not really what God wanted. John writes in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, John writes that we should pray according to his will. He writes, "Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him." When we're faced with such decisions, let us learn to pray. And to pray right, according to the will of God. When I was young, I should have prayed for a godly woman who would be my wife, not just for a girlfriend. And I did get a beautiful wife and a godly wife, and I thank God for her. Of course, it was some time before that happened. We took a long time to find each other, but I believe that God has blessed us richly. Would you be blessed richly? Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3 tells us that all spiritual blessings are found in the heavenly places in Christ. We know that they are only found in Christ, the spiritual blessings. Sure, he blesses many people with homes and families, but only those in Christ receive spiritual blessings such as salvation. you need to get into Christ this evening to get into his church. Paul wrote in Galatians that we get into Christ by being baptized into Christ. And you can certainly do that today. I know we've got the issue with the virus going around, but we can make it happen. If you're watching from far away, we can find a way for you to obey the gospel. If you're in need of prayer, we can help with that too. In a little bit, we're gonna have some directions on the screen when we sing the next song, and you can follow those directions, and we can get those and we can help you offer prayer requests in the feed or however else you want to do that. You can text me or you can text Sam, and we can get that taken care of. If you're in need in prayer, we can help with that. We want you to get right with God today.